Si no a la Moncloa. Si no a la Moncloa.
No, 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 no.
Protesters have been camping out in the capital's main square for days. Volunteers set up food and medical tents adorned with homemade revolution posters. Someone pinned an Egyptian flag up overhead. But this is not Egypt. It is Spain. Educated but unemployed youth who are frustrated by the poor economy and perceived government corruption have taken over Madrid's main square, Puerta del Sol, inspired by similar youth uprisings across the Middle East. Pedro Escol, an unemployed scientist with a PhD, surveys the scene around him, piles of sleeping bags, revolution banners, and angry youth.
This situation in the square remember me, Tahrir Square in Egypt, and we are brothers with them. We are brothers. We have the same problems.
Escol says he's frustrated. He has a good education but can't find work. He thinks politicians here are corrupt. And he says he was inspired by what young Egyptians did back in February. They took over a public square for days, calling for change, and it worked.
Now I have understand that to take a square like a symbol is a very good way to force the government to talk about it, because the square is from the citizens. It is our square.
What started as spontaneous gatherings in Tunisia and then Egypt have now formed a blueprint for protests elsewhere, even in Europe. Calls have spread on Facebook for similar rallies among Spaniards living in Germany, the UK, and Italy. James Densilo, a Middle East expert at King's College in London, says protesters in Europe are copying some of the same tactics used in Cairo's Tahrir Square, exercising rights Europeans have had for decades.
In European countries, you've had free, legitimate protest as a often constitutionally protected right for decades, whereas in the Middle East, this is incredibly new, which is the reason why it's proving so infectious, partly. So I think there is a feedback loop in the sense that European countries are using lots of the same methods and tactics as groups in the Middle East have done, no better so than online social networking and internet tools to organize.
Denslow says that while their political circumstances have been drastically different, with dictatorships in the Middle East and democracies in Europe, some of the economic conditions for youth in both regions are remarkably similar. Some Mideast regimes have fallen, and European governments have had their own stumbles.
And these are educated young professionals who are finding a workplace that is not accommodating them, whether it's in terms of people with degrees or people struggling to pay for their degrees. There's been governments brought down in Greece but replaced quite quickly by another unpopular government, and problems in Ireland too. And so each country has its own unique characteristics, I would say, that reflects a reaction to those protests.
In downtown Madrid, Ángela Cartagena is a volunteer on the protesters' quite savvy media outreach team, giving reporters tours of the protest camp. She says organizers learned lessons from the supply lines that sustained Egyptian protesters in Cairo last winter.
We have a legal commission, a communication one, which I belong to, infrastructure, subcommissions also inside. We have a cleaning committee, which I think is very important, and they're doing a great job. They are taking care all the time, cleaning the square, everything.
Cartagena says demonstrators are even calling for a Spanish revolution, and she explains what she thinks they really mean by that.
It depends on the concept of revolution. I mean, this is kind of democratical revolution, it could be, in that sense. Of course, it's not a revolution like in the Middle East. The situation is completely different. But we are also trying to make a new democracy. They are trying to make to get democracy, and we are trying to get a new one, a different one, a better one.
Spanish protesters are angry about government austerity measures and high unemployment, and their voices are directed at all Spanish politicians, not only those currently in power. But local and regional elections are being held Sunday, and polls predict losses for the ruling Socialist Party. The next general election for parliament, however, is scheduled to be held by next March. Lauren Freyer for VOA News, Madrid.